next on the agenda for information items will be is Adam. Adam is here. Welcome. Is Lisa? DOT Trust Collector Road Funding Plan 2023.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Rowling. My name is Adam Plus. I'm the Planning and Development Administrator for the Parks Division, and today I'll be speaking about DOT Collector Road Funding. For your reference, I have some detailed information on page 81 of your Commission booklet. I'll just give you a little bit of background. The conversations between Director Simpson, Secretary Rowling, and the Department of Transportation, we were able to enter into a five-year agreement with the Department of Transportation in October 21, allocating $2.8 million annually for the purpose of funding road improvements for collector road eligible projects across the state. These funds did come with some parameters agreed upon between the agencies. The department would be responsible for managing these dollars responsibly by committing to the DOT copies of agreements with local townships and counties, submitting maps of interior park road eligible projects, utilizing department funds upfront, and submitting a reimbursement request through the DOT finance office, submitting a report of the year prior spending, and submitting a list of eligible projects to be approved annually by the South Dakota Department of Transportation Commission. The primary purpose of these funds is to help supplement and our annual capital development budget, and specifically we look at utilizing these funds for local township and county collector road improvements through cooperative agreements between the department and local government entities. In front of you today is a review of the spending from calendar year 2021 that were previously approved through the DOT Commission. The department is seeking additional spending authority through the legislative session for those funds from FY22, which was presented to this body by our finance manager, Chris Peterson's budget report in the January Commission meeting. A final reimbursement request will be sent to DOT for the remaining balance of our $2.8 million later this month. The remaining years, FY23 to FY26, funding will be included as part of our overall capital development budget as an additional line item to our already existing new development, preventative maintenance, and water-based budget activities. Also, there is a projected list of projects for consideration for fiscal year 23, this upcoming construction season. While the department does have quality estimates and agreements for some of these projects on the projected funding list, ongoing negotiations continue between the department and local township and counties for funding amounts to go towards road improvement projects. The projected list has both cooperative road projects as well as some interior park road eligible projects in Custer State Park. I will also bring your attention to a list of alternate projects at the bottom of that page that may be considered if we have projects come in under budget, have to delay or re-budget projects, or one of the alternate projects becomes a higher priority to displace a project on the projected funding list. The intent of having an alternate project list is to ensure the department utilizes the $2.8 million annually and gain approval from the DOT Commission for their eligibility. The department also appreciates the flexibility allowed from the Department of Transportation to include alternate projects as DOT Commission approved eligible projects in addition to funding emergency type projects that may not be apparent now, but perhaps with spring, fall, and freeze activities, some of those may come into light. We may get a request from the local township or county to assist in funding those issues. Again, the department's goal is to utilize the entire $2.8 million each year and make sure they are used on collector road eligible projects for the terms of our agreement with the Department of Transportation. For today's exercise as an informational item, I simply would look for the Commission's concurrence on our list of projected projects for FY23 prior to the department taking these projects in front of the DOT Commission in April. No formal action is needed to take place. Ultimately, the DOT Commission holds final approval for these funds. However, I can assure you the Parks Division will make it a priority to adhere to the terms of that agreement and spend the entire $2.8 million. We are optimistic that a good working relationship will continue with DOT and will lead to favorable approval for the next several years and put us in a good place for a future agreement once this agreement with DOT expires. With that, Mr. Chairman, I stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Adam. Any questions from the Commission? Are you able to speak? I know Chef Canyon has popped up over the years. Has there been a movement on working with the local officials down there?
Mr. Chair,
that makes sense for us?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Yes, we actually did not have a budgeted project last year to perform some improvements on that road, but we did get a request from Fall River County, and we were able to help them with a road improvement project last year that incorporated some asphalt millings and gravel and a base one application that would hopefully alleviate some of the concerns of the dust problems there. And I've been speaking with Mr. Seiler, their superintendent, and they have requested now this year to come back and maybe potentially do a blotter surface on that same road surface because of the improvement project that we did last year. They felt like maybe hasn't alleviated the concerns that they didn't really wanted to. And so that proposal just came in recently, and in conversations that I've had with them this last week, we are looking at having an engineering firm, Rose Engineering, is going to do some testing and coring on that, and then the county's going to get back to us on the findings and report from that testing and coring to see if that surface is actually suitable for a blotter coat, and then we would recommend that county then would come to myself and the department with a proposal on a scope of work and an estimate and cost request from the department, and we most certainly would work with them. We continue to work with them on what would be reasonable and fair.
And that's cost sharing arrangement is what you're indicating.
That's correct. Last year we did a 50% agreement, 50-50 agreement on the improvements, and to the tune of, according to the information you have in your report here, about $275,000 last year is what the department put in to match Fall River County. And, okay. And the original request that came in for the double blotter coat was just short of that amount for the double blotter. But again, to speak on behalf of the terms that we've got with the DOT commission, you know, it's our due diligence to make sure that, you know, the county's got skin in the game and that we're not spending money foolishly on putting a double blotter coat on something that's not prepared or ready for that. So just following up with that and making sure that we're spending the money wisely.
All right, thank you. Further questions? Commissioner Bartlett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Commissioner Bartlett. What's the average cost share for the county or the township? Is it normally that 50-50 or does it depend on the project?
Chair. Commissioner Bartlett, yes. We've got a lot of different type of arrangements across the state, and the best information that we typically try to use through this data to kind of make those kinds of decisions is traffic count data. And so we encourage our field staff to collect that traffic data that would allow us to provide some kind of actual information to give us some basis off of a recommendation on that cost share percentage. And so it could range anywhere from 50% to 75% or even higher based on, you know, whether or not that the park traffic contributes to a higher percentage of that traffic. That's how we handle it.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Scott Simpson, Director.
Dr. Simpson.
Thank you. Just wanted to mention, too, you know, this is $2.8 million of DOT funds that are used for specific roads within our capital development budget. But we still have probably $5 to $6 million worth of additional road projects that we do each year. So while this is great and it's appreciated and I'm very happy that we've been able to work out this relationship with DOT, just wanted you all to be aware that we've still got an obligation well above and beyond what this $2.8 million. So roads are a big issue. They're a big budget item within the Parks Division, and it's a constant challenge to keep them in the state of repair that they need to make sure that our folks can access the parks areas.
All right, thank you. Yes, and we appreciate the partnership with the DOT, no question. I mean, we have obligations where we can get help from others. That's much appreciated because whether we get help or not, doesn't mean our projects or obligations. So, again, thank you to the DOT. Good report, Adam. Thank you. Next up, we can do a quick camping and visitation report, and then we'll get into the Division of Wildlife, and we have a couple action items there as well.
Chair, Commissioner Elmed, Deputy Director of the Division of Parks and Recreation again. Yes, this will be very short. Not a big story to tell in the month of January and February for the park youth, but the two things that are probably going on the most is some of the reservations that are ongoing at Custer Food Park, which are currently being accepted a year in advance, and then also reservations for the rest of the state park system under the 90-day window. That's kicking in about mid-February when that 90 window to reach those camping dates in May, which are kind of the start of the season there. Both are coming in. So, so as far as camping and visitation use, it's occurred to date, not, you know, like I don't want to tell there. But through the revenue reports, we'll kind of show some of those indications. But with this month, with the tight turnaround on getting the reports prepared, and the fact that we are still working on a transition plan for reporting from our old reservation system, which does do our reporting for camping and revenue, to our new reporting system through the reservation system. We're still trying to bring those two systems together. And after we put this revenue report into the booklet, we realized there's some issues there with reconciling last year's. Have to put a note in the booklet that this revenue report is not an accurate report, and we'll likely bring that back again to try to reconcile it. I'm pretty confident there's not a 47% decrease in camping for January and February. So right now, what we're hearing now through the reservations is reservations are looking strong. Interest in camping remains high, and keep in mind that. But we are looking forward to working with Brant and coming up with some revised reporting that we'll share with the commission that may not just look backwards at what we've done, up to now, but maybe we can start giving reports on what we have on the book for the remainder of the summer that will give us an idea of how things are looking for the future. We look forward to sharing those with the commission as we can get those reports with our grantor there.
All right, thank you. Any questions from the commission? All right, thank you. Then Director Kirschman, when you have that resolution ready, we can address that at any time.
Mr. Chairman, I believe Nick just posted it, and you should have it also in front of you. Is that correct, Nick, or just post it
on your screen and post it on the
resolution 22-05, you should have available in front of you. This is from the discussion yesterday in respect to the petition brought forward from the gentleman from Wyoming to allow non-residents of the county to harvest